It has the feel of a miracle. In Nepal, rescue crews pulled a survivor from the rubble today, 5 days after the deadly earthquake. Plucked from the debris, a 15-year-old boy shown in videos looking dirty and very tired. Aid continues to flow into the country, though not as fast as people would like. One challenge is Nepal's only international airport in Kathmandu. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, it's tiny and cannot accommodate all the planes flying in.
Kathmandu's Trivuwan International Airport was bustling this morning. Cars streamed in to pick up those who just arrived. Most of them are aid workers. Several people from the Norwegian Red Cross were loading a van with big metal trunks. They're filled with medical supplies that they plan to take to a small town about 3 hours away. Hofar Gansos says the earthquake destroyed many homes and damaged the town's medical facility.
We are supposed to build a field hospital to give a hand to the local hospital. That's our job.
Not far away, Anna Teshkevich was coordinating her team from the Leger Foundation. She's just arrived from Montreal, Canada, and was sorting out how to join up with their partner organization that's been in Nepal for a few days.
We're going to be distributing water filters and installing rainfresh units in people's houses and things like that.
One thing complicating the relief effort is some groups show up and don't know what to do or where to go to provide help. Lisa Rudolph had just landed from Washington, D.C. She's with the American Red Cross, and logistics are their biggest concern.
Even when there wasn't a disaster here, it's just really difficult to get around. Even within Kathmandu itself, it can take an hour to get from one point to another. And so now with roads blocked and the airport really congested and flying in relief goods, it's, I think, going to be really difficult.
Getting those goods into the country has been problematic. The airport has just a single runway, which has closed several times for earthquake repairs. Also, there are limited places for planes to park, so many days pilots circled for hours waiting for another plane to take off because there's just no room. This has slowed the recovery effort. A terminal duty officer who wouldn't give his name because he's not allowed to talk to the media says the situation is bad. We have not allowed any person from the media to get in and report on this issue, he says. It's a mess here. We have not been able to settle anything. You can see the problems on the other side of the airport at the humanitarian staging area. Tractors pull in and drop off supplies. Members of Nepal's military load up a truck with hundreds of small donated tents. There are also some stocks of bottled water and dry food, but these massive storage tents are almost empty. There is so little here. Some has already been distributed. Sagar Mani Padajuli is Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Home Affairs, which is coordinating Nepal's relief efforts. They don't have enough supplies. First thing they need, he says, tents.
Tent, first, dry foods. Like noodles, biscuits, and blankets.
How can his country recover, he asks, from the worst earthquake to hit the region in more than 80 years when they simply don't have what they need? Russell Lewis, NPR News, Kathmandu.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.